on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
Hey, welcome to the Informant Podcast. So what's everybody doing?
I hope all our listeners are doing great.
Maybe. What's up?
You sound like Chester.
You did sound like Chester.
Y'all sound, yeah. There you go. There's Chester. You should just be Chester tonight.
That'd be
fun. Yeah, that would be funny.
Like, Pete's not here tonight. Chester's going to get everybody drunk.
Yeah. So, how's everybody doing?
Pretty good. We're fine.
I don't know what else to, how else to come in.
Let's say, let's get this party started.
We tried that once before, and then
and it was so funny.
It was funny, but it was Jen. Let's get this party started.
Well, yeah, you weren't supposed to use me.
Oh yeah, so I'm supposed to say, "Hey, let's get this party started." Not really. See, it doesn't work. Anyway, so what's everybody been up to this week? Anything interesting going on?
Fall is the air. Been robbing my cab driver. Over and over.
And over and over and over again. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing to do at this moment with until Cuba disappears.
Yeah, I've actually learned to use the repeat job, Pete.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I'm kind of tired of robbing that guy.
by hand, yeah?
Yeah.
You should spell it R-E-P-E-T-E.
Like, yeah, repeat. Pete and repeat sat on the wall. Pete fell off. Who was left? Repeat.
Repeat.
God.
Yeah, that tool, I bet, has been overused this week.
I bet so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And you know what's ironic is I've done it manually a few times because sometimes I just want to burn my energy real quick and get onto my stamina. And there's the jobs there don't kind of process like they do in Brazil.
You get a lot of errors.
Yeah, like every other click is an error. And I was like, gosh, I'm better off using repeat job. It feels safer.
Right.
Definitely.
I agree with that.
They need to fix that. You know, we can't help how fast we click. There's no rule saying you must pause between each click.
Click, pause, click, pause.
Yeah, it'd take you a year.
We're out to save and, the click monkeys.
You know, nobody likes to get those warnings because everyone's scared they'll get their accounts banned.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they need to do something about that. Although it'll be gone in like 4 days.
It seems like it said 6 days forever.
It's 3 days, but yeah, they could decide to keep it.
Talking of timers and keeping things, did they change the icing season's time period?
Sure did.
Yeah, but we have 2 weeks now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And you have to get 1,500 ices to master it instead of the 1,000.
But the problem is you have to get 1,050 for family progression. So you're doing the work anyways.
Right.
Yep. So now you're just going to get half the loot. Instead of one loot item every week, you're going to get one every other week.
Right.
And because of the extra time per fewer ices, there'll be way more many players with Diamond 5 badges. So the one you have isn't going to really be that special.
Right, because you had to really rush to get it done within that week time period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even a monkey could do it.
Even a monkey can do it without a script. Yeah.
So what's going on in your world, Pete?
In my world, Spockholm is busy. We've released this week the boss fighter.
That's
right. And it's out there, and it seems to be working well. You know, with Zynga changing that you now got to buy reward points. You know, I'm not sure it really slowed down people that were dedicated to still doing boss fights.
I don't think it did.
So that's good for us because then this helps save the click monkeys and saves them some time clicking through the events. So we've gotten good feedback on that. But the big news is the long-awaited Spock toolbar is on the horizon. There's been tricklings of images that have hit the internet. I wonder where those ended up. And we finally got it to where we're going to release the first version of it, which is pretty basic. It's got, I think, 7 or 10 different Spocklets in it that are the most common ones now. So it has repeat job, Lincolnator, Mugger, those types, the switches in there, and a couple of others. But the important thing to note of it is there's a lot of room for growth. And there's a lot of easy fixes that can take place with it. And we've already been through an iteration since we got it available to some people for beta testing. And the bar itself requires in Firefox, you have to have Grease Monkey installed, which is an easy add-in to put in. And then there'll be a script available on the Spockholm site once we get it published. And once it's installed, all you're really loading in Grease Monkey is just a loader. The actual script that actually generates the toolbar itself is actually just another Spocklet. And the intention behind that is that hopefully we will hardly ever have to change the loader, and we can continue to add new features and additions to the toolbar itself without having to redistribute a new toolbar every time. So you'll get updates as we make them. And some of the things that's planned in the future, and we've had some testing on in our local environment, in the HAPA, or in the lab, is the capability to be able to provide a primary server and a backup server for Spocklets. So we hope that what will happen is that, you know, we should have our Spocklets up and running 99% of the time. However, there is the occasional time when a server will go down or a host will have problems or whatever else. Well, what you'll be able to do now in the toolbar is be able to click a button that says backup. And what it'll do then is when you click on a Spocklet to launch it, it will automatically go up to the backup location of those Spocklets. So we'll have a copy of Spocklets on a primary server and a backup server. So hopefully it should prevent many people from having any kind of downtime. The other key feature that's built into the toolbar itself is the fact that it runs in a framed or unframed environment. So very conveniently now you can remain within a framed version of Facebook, and it will go ahead and load up in at the top edge of your Mafia Wars screen. It provides the drop downs for the tools. If you launch the tools, they load in normal locations to what you're already accustomed to seeing within a normal Spocklet type environment. So we're really excited about the possibilities. When in development, in the screenshots that have been out, there's nothing really in there for configuring or adding your own Spocklets, but for those that are familiar with the checklist, we do have configuration in there to be able to create fan-based links and additions to the checklist. I would imagine over time features like that will be added to the toolbar as well as the capability to add your own link. So if you've got a family war page that you regularly go to, you'll probably be able to load that up within the toolbar and just kind of use the Spock toolbar for just about anything that's game related, and you'll be able to add your own customizations to it. I'm not saying it'll all be there when the day it rolls out to the public.
Well, this may be a dumb question, but do you have to have pre-installed the Spocklets on your page, or are they kind of pre-installed when you have the checklist and the book, the toolbar?
Wait for it. Wait. Really? No, just kidding.
No,
it's a good question. No, the benefit now is with the toolbar installed, you no longer have to drag a Spocklet off the Spockholm website and put it on your own toolbar. Unless you want to, you can actually run every one of our Spocklets live off of our servers through the toolbar. So as we make updates to those individual Spocklets, you're getting the live version, as most of them are, even if they're if you've saved them to your toolbar. But you will no longer even need to possibly go in and add them to your toolbar.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
So now every person that ends up installing the toolbar will have access to the entire arsenal of, you know, Spockholm tools.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and like I said, not all of them are going to be there in the initial release to the public when it gets out there in the upcoming weeks, but there'll be the option to start customizing and adding your own and picking from other ones that are within our library of tools. So there'll be a lot more news about it as time goes on, but it's really exciting for us. We've talked about it a long time, and we've always wanted to put something together. And Ike and Martin, I mean, kudos to them. They've done a magnificent job with this tool. It's really going to be appreciated, I think, by the community as a whole. The other one element of it, and I know there's a lot I'm kind of throwing at you all at once, so ought to check out Jen's blog. I don't read it, but, you know, somebody should.
People do.
I occasionally do. So, I mean, on Jen's blog, she did a really great job of detailing what the toolbar will and will not do. And one of the other features that's in it is we've done a lot with statistics. So on the top edge of the toolbar, there's now an option to show you the ratios of, based on how much stamina and energy you have, what percentage of job you would need to run in order to meet those particular stamina or energy requirements, or a combination of both. And then on each job, if you're looking at them in individual cities, it now gives you a comparison of what the job will generate for you if you did the job energy-wise, and also then tell you how much you can expect to burn and how much energy you can expect to have left over after you've burned it. So for those that are really trying to level and level fairly consistently, this would be a great tool to kind of, you know, with the toolbar loaded, this is stuff that will keep stats for you as you're playing the game. So those that are interested in leveling and stuff may only use it for that purpose. So that's another, you know, somewhat exciting feature of it, is it'll also in green highlight the job that is going to give you the most bang for your buck, if you will.
So when are you looking on getting this out?
I would imagine, to be safe, we'll see what Martin and Ike say. I would probably say in 2 weeks' time that it'll be out there. I think Ike likes to get some stuff pushed out pretty quick, and so it might make it out sooner. But to be safe, I would say another 2 weeks, and it'll probably be available to the general public, and it'll be where we feel a lot more comfortable releasing it to the masses. Ike and Martin, I mean, they just do an incredible job with this coding stuff.
Ike is fast.
And Ike is extremely fast. He is very, very good at his art. And, I'm way impressed. And I'm writing one now that's not a biggie, but I'm just taking my time. And it's just like, I can't believe how fast they write some of these things up.
Both You're the turtle of Spock.
I am. I'm the turtle of Spock home.
Well, it's funny because like I recommended something yesterday. I said, oh, that might be neat. I don't know how hard that would be to do. And then like 5 minutes later, he's like, try it now. And then it was like what I had suggested was there. And I was like, oh, my God, that was fast.
There was two things. One, in the boss fighter, when they made some changes to the last version, it did not have the capability to move it around your screen anymore. And so Ike went in pretty quickly and swiftly, went in and modified it so that if you click on the title, you can now drag it back around. But then the other was a feature that was added to the toolbar. When you load the toolbar on the Facebook side, if you're tired of seeing the stalker bars and stuff like that on the right-hand side, it will automatically remove them for you.
Nice.
So
it cleans
it up.
It cleans up the page so you don't have to deal with all that ancillary stuff.
Yeah, then you don't have to have like secondary extensions and all that.
Yep. So and that was done really quick, and that's why I say, I mean,
like in 5 minutes, it was unbelievable.
He's a machine.
I know. Like, I figured it would take like, you know, a week to figure out how to do it and all that.
No, done.
Yeah.
Ask and you shall receive. Very nice. So,
so pretty much for us, that's it. So, yeah, look for it in the next couple of weeks. And maybe what will end up happening is, because timing-wise, it may work out. Maybe it'll be available on our 100th episode day.
Sweet.
Which
toolbar?
Yeah.
That would be
nice.
Yeah, which would be just at the end of the month. And with regard to that, there's a discussion thread on the Informant Podcast, and there's an option on there to post a comment, good or bad, about what you like about the show. And just prior to the 100th episode, we will choose a winner, and the winner will have an opportunity to come on the show and win some fabulous prizes.
Sweet.
So we look That's forward awesome. To that. That'll be big news for us to hit our 100th show. And then on the Informant Podcast page, I posted a graphic of that one of our fans had made.
Is that where that came from?
Nick DeLeon created a little graphic. Looks like he handcrafted a 100th episode Informant Podcast and had Pistol Pete with our different sounds that are on our intro and stuff like that. Big fan of the show. So I want to say thank you, and kind of gave me an inspiration to have the 100th episode giveaway. So go to the fan page, become a fan, and get your name and comments in there, and like I said, you get a chance to win some good stuff. Anyway, what's new with you, Jen?
Oh, I'm still having my issue with the arch enemies, and I'm sure you all are sick of hearing about it. And I've used my blog to vent. I'm using the show again.
They haven't done anything?
No, I do like customer support. I respect customer support. I think they do a great job considering what they have to deal with. You know, when there's a bug, you know, they're going to get a lot of inquiries. And they do the best they can. And now every frontline agent that I talked to is very helpful, looked into things. Well, my issue got bumped up to a higher level of support. And these higher level guys are just grinding my gears. I think they're doing it on purpose just to mess with me. But it was like I had to start all over and explain my problem. It's not that hard of a concept. I could accept the gifts. The progress didn't count. Therefore, I didn't get the loot. Will you please give me the loot? That's how easy it is. Well, then when it got to the higher level, they wanted the video again, like after I already submitted it two times. And then it was two different higher level support people that said they reviewed my account and there wasn't a problem. And that just like really got to me. And, you know, I shouldn't make blog posts right when I'm angry, because I'm not trying to like knock them down or make them look bad. But it was just very infuriating. And then after all that, I sent everything back again. And then I get one that says, well, we can give you the boost, but please note the event is over and these will not count towards mastery. Was like, did you even read what I sent in? I don't want the boost. I already collected enough of the boost.
See, and that's bogus. I mean, okay, let's get down to the nitty gritty here. What does it cost their organization to credit a person what they've rightfully deserved that is virtual and has no monetary value outside the game?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt them a bit.
No. So why can't they fix it for a person that's having an issue with it that can legitimately show? And they can, and you know what? If they think that your screenshot's been photo-chopped or whatever else, they can go look at your account and see what your inventory is.
And she did a video even.
No, I know. I know. I know, but I'm saying there's...
But who does that? She went as far as to give them a video.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because I put it on screencast like they like. And then I got another inquiry saying they needed the video. So I was like, oh, well, maybe I screwed up screencast. And so Mike downloaded it onto YouTube for me.
Yeah.
So I sent him that thinking, okay. And then I get back saying, please use screencast.com. And I'm like, well, I already did. The link is right there. And the link worked because Mike checked it and it was there.
You know, and the kicker is that this is not an isolated incident either. This is common practice, and it's ridiculous. Horrible customer service when you've got to make people go through hoops for things that they've actually earned within the game. And that if you're a manager of a department, you should be giving your first tier people responsibility to do certain things. Don't give out reward points, maybe, but give them the ability to go out and credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
If they can obviously see it and it's obvious enough, then, you know, making it go to three layers of support to say all they should have did was added these two stupid things or three things to your account is ridiculous.
It's eight things total.
Okay, eight things, whatever.
I couldn't redo it twice, and there were four loot items. And I care about that stuff. Some people might not. But whenever I see my inventory and I only have one of those items, it really makes me sad. And now I'm really afraid for another gifting event because I have a feeling the same thing will happen and I'll be forever screwed in gifting events.
Yeah.
Because I still am holding to this, but I don't know how long I can hold. But I vowed not to buy any more reward points until it's resolved.
Yeah.
And there's been
that.
Yeah, I haven't bought any yet, but the problem is I still have some left over. But when those run out, I don't know how much willpower I'll have.
Well, we can try to support you.
Yeah, but I don't think I should buy reward points because it's like saying, well, this is okay. Treat me like this. Accuse me of not having a problem making this all up, then lie to me about how you've resolved it, and then I'm still going to buy stuff from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every time I want to buy reward points, I'm going to go play in a poker tournament.
There you go.
Eventually, I will get bored of the game because I won't be able to do anything.
And your odds are better.
Points.
Yeah.
True. At least I could win some money.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry to take up so much showtime on this issue. And then to top it all off, my family progress thing didn't work. And that set me over the edge.
Oh, my God.
And I put a bad South Park video on my blog with the F word in it. It made me feel better.
Oh, God. So it's been a rough week.
Yeah. One more thing and I'm going to lose it.
Uh-oh.
But anyways, The big to-do right now is the sports bar property is here. Yep. It's on a slow roll, but it's only going to be here for a week.
That's it?
So hopefully they don't slow roll it like the power packs, because there's still people without power packs.
What's the point in it only being a week?
It's a permanent property. It will always be there. And you'll have a week to upgrade it. So whatever level you are at the end of the week, that's what level your property. And the loot items suck. The stats aren't going to help anybody. So that was a waste of time. But the stats you can get range from one, two, or three skill points, you know, in your attack, defense.
Right. When you unlock the later things.
Yeah. So really, if you get to level 9 or 10, you're able to build a better item, but your number of skill points doesn't change from that of level 7. So I might want to do it just because I want to see the 10. It will make me feel complete. But basically, if you just get to level 7, you're going to get the same number of skill points as everybody else. Right. So I wouldn't spend any money trying to push that up to level 10. I don't know how these items drop yet. You can ask for them, but I've only had it for like 10 minutes now.
Yeah, me too.
And I went to my energy account and I farmed like 100,000 energy and not one part dropped.
So it may be that you just have to spam for it, huh?
Yeah, but if there's a limit on how many you can ask for, I don't know. I'm confused by this, but I'll figure it out tonight.
So you can check Jen's blog later.
Yeah, you can ask for help every 8 hours.
Oh, goodness.
But that's not going to cut it to get to level 10.
So we have a week to get to level 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you'll see it in your New York properties. It's right next to the private zoo. They threw these gold mystery bags at us again, which no one's complaining about those.
Yeah, I'm not.
They usually come out after a nerf or something, and this time they just came out for no reason.
We just don't know what's been nerfed yet.
I know, it makes you think something's coming. But you know what I found odd? I opened my 20, and usually you get like 5 or 6 good things. I only had 4 out of the 20 that were useful. And I think Zynga's mad at me, and they just gave me dud gold mystery bags on purpose.
They've glitched your game.
Yeah.
They nerfed just Jen.
So, but you can collect 20 of them. If you get them in before midnight your time, you can probably get another round after midnight. They say they're going to be here for one day, but the last two, one was here for 3 days, one was for 2. So you should be able to get some cool stuff, unless you're me.
Jen's on the list.
Give it a try.
Unless you're me.
So, Jen, what's the story? I'm getting a lot of people asking me about the forums.
Oh, that was one other thing I was going to bring up. The forums were mysteriously down for quote-unquote maintenance for like a whole day.
Longer than ever, right?
Well, yeah, it might have been a day and a half. I don't really know the timeline. But someone sent me some information about when they did that Facebook Connect to log in, their viral scans came up and there was like some Trojan viruses and ones that want to like put a spy cookie or go into your Facebook login to get information.
So it had some kind of virus on it or something?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's how true that if that's the reason it went down, but it was down for quite some time. But
the
timing seems to make sense. Yeah, it came back yesterday.
Okay.
And they didn't explain why. They just said, thank you for your patience and sorry.
Here's some gold mystery bags.
Oh, that's why.
Ta-da, light bulb goes on.
I think those gold mystery bags had a reason. Because they aren't on a schedule or anything. They just randomly appear.
Maybe nobody will ask. We'll throw the bags out.
Yeah, and I guess only people that go to the forums probably noticed and were affected.
Right. Did anything exciting happen in Mafia Wars Lies? I missed it.
Oh, yeah. It was quite entertaining. They had technical sound issues again, the same thing they had the week before.
Oh, gosh.
They agreed to just pre-record it and then post it, which I think that worked out much better and didn't spoil the viewing experience because it wasn't live. And they'd probably be smarter to do it that way, too, because then if they say something stupid, they can probably cut it out like we do.
Exactly. It makes a lot more sense. And then they could be assured of what kind of production they were putting out there.
Yeah, and the quality seemed better, too. There were some exciting announcements. Oh, I should mention that before they shut down, they did give the Informant podcast a plug.
Oh, very nice. Awesome.
Yeah, but they did tell us that there's going to be a new secret district next week. And the new mission is associated with Brazil, so I imagine it's going to just be another Brazil secret district. So we have that to look forward to.
And that's then, after Cuba, right?
Yeah, when Cuba closes.
Okay.
So in like 4 more days. So it'll probably be like the last one where if you finish the mission, you get early access. And I'm sure the ratios aren't going to be like the last one. I think after having to nerf something twice, they probably realized that they need to give it crappy ratios in the beginning. So I don't know how fun or exciting that'll be. I really liked this Cuba thing. I hope they do that with the other destinations.
I hope so, too. I've kind of enjoyed it myself. So.
Yeah. And they're really pushing, like, these reward point things. There's going to be, like, now we can get a game, like, a loyalty card. Like you know when you go to the subway and they'll tick, punch your little card and you go, like, and get one free?
Yeah.
They're doing something like that in the marketplace.
Oh, gosh.
And I lose every one of those cards I've ever gotten, I've lost, so... Hopefully this
hopefully virtually you can keep it.
But they want you to lose it so you don't cash in on your free item.
I know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Somebody will probably be able to steal it from you.
Oh, yeah.
Pickpockets or something.
But if I can't buy reward points, I can't use it. So as of right now, I'm not interested.
Okay, then.
Unless they give me those 8 loot items. Well, no, my new rule will be if I put anything about the marketplace on my blog, it will be the sole purpose to point out flaws and make fun of it and not say, hey, this is cool. You should go buy one.
Ah, trader no go. Suggest no go.
I was just thinking of him.
Marketplace.
Yeah. How many honey badgers do you think the Informant podcast was responsible for selling?
Exactly.
Yep.
So word has it they're going to do a hurricane relief for the East Coast.
Yes, that was also mentioned. We should see that tomorrow. There's going to be called a rescue chopper. And I will talk about that because all the money goes to charity.
Right.
Exactly. I like it when they do that. I really do.
Yeah, that's nice. It shows they care.
It's important to show that you care a little.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of storms, their game War Storm, remember about a year ago they launched that and we had ads all over Mafia Wars to play it?
Huh?
They're shutting that down in 1 month. So it'll be a whole year that it was around. So they can shut down games. And I sometimes wish they would shut this one down so I could have a normal life.
I don't know if you could handle it.
I would find something else.
You would. I know you would.
But I took a look at their application stats for that game and compared them to Mafia Wars. So I don't think we're in danger just yet.
Their
game did flatline. We haven't flatlined yet. We're just falling, like the free fall.
And I like to think that maybe in the winter when people are trapped indoors, it'll pick back up a little.
I don't know.
Well, isn't that kind of the way it is usually?
It probably will.
Yeah. If you look at the monthly active user numbers, they lost almost 1 million in the past 30 days. And the daily
aren't they down to 1 million?
That's the daily player number in Cuba. Oh. Actually, when about the time Cuba came out, that number shot back up and it's been staying a little bit above 1 million.
Good.
So, and that should tell them, like, look, people like this. We all love Cuba. I'm playing more than I've ever played for like months. I'm a machine.
A Cuban machine.
I'm like waking up in sync with my timers and I'm making sure I play to farm as much of that loot as I can.
Get it while you can.
I can't stand how the Brazil is with like 3 clicks and you're done.
I know.
It's so boring. You don't even need repeat job for that city.
How soon do you think they'll do a little fourth level of Moscow?
I don't know. That's in the rumor mill that it's going to be next. I don't know if it's true.
I would bet if they're going through that train of thought that they'll have to do something.
Well, in lieu of Chester not being around, there's not much really going on in the family modules. You guys are still hot on the trails of the tour bus making it around the world.
Yeah, we are. We've been visiting quite a few families. It's been interesting. Chester hasn't been here to visit much, but I'm going to start passing his link. May have to. Well, and in the hopper on the player spotlight, we have Martin coming up.
Cool.
So hopefully next week we're going to have a show with Martin. We just have to get our time schedules together, and then we'll do that.
Nice.
And other than that, I don't know of anything going on.
You guys hit the ass family.
We did hit, we did visit. We told you we were gonna.
I know.
We've been visiting Mafia War Gods today, too.
It was funny, too, because people that missed the announcement would come in the room and say, what's going on? Are we at war with MIG?
We're just saying hi.
I said, no, we're MIG friendly in this family. And then they all kicked your asses.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
I wouldn't go that far. I had fun with it, though. And so Mike's been really busy this week, and Chester's been really busy this week. So some of the time we've had a little lull in our tour, but we're back on now. We're visiting Poseidon today, which we just visited recently. So,
Anybody got any shout outs?
I'm going to give a shout out to Vicky, who's in Poseidon, for having a little pizza party at her house this week. It was really nice and cool to have like a low key meetup where it wasn't just so much pressure, you know? So,
did you guys actually play Mafia Wars?
No, we didn't. And actually, I think everybody was in withdrawals because when I got home, my page just lit up with all the people that had been playing.
Funny.
But no, this was the first time. And there wasn't internet access at our house. So it was actually nice to just sit and talk to people and not be so worried about Mafia Wars.
Yeah, that's the one thing about those meetups. When everyone's stuck in their laptop, you don't really get to talk to people.
No,
yeah.
You really don't. And so I thought it was kind of a nice and quaint visit with people and got to know people. It was fun.
Very cool. So,
you got anybody, Jen?
My shout out is to Simi. He's been sending me some information lately that's come in handy and has been helpful. And for the record, he's already upgraded his property to level 10.
Jeez.
So already? I'll be using his screenshot since I can't use reward points.
God, we've just had it for 20 minutes.
I know. It's like we got it when the show was taping. And
you figured he paid for it or you figured
he used reward points now.
I'm not going to do that.
He used a total of 200 and something.
Yeah, there's no gifts on the free gift page. 221.
Yeah, we can't figure out how these drop.
Yeah.
It might just be total pure spam. And you're going to have to click that thing every 8 hours and hope you get enough.
Right.
Simi hates spam, so he spent 221 reward points.
Wow.
Wow.
Plus one speed up so he could get a few items.
Well, go Zynga.
So shout out to him. Yeah, Zynga loves him.
Pete?
My shout out, I kind of gave it earlier, but I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going to give a shout out to Ike and Martin. And I know I've done it on the show before, and I apologize to all the other people that are out there and, you know, our fans and stuff that are, they're great too. But I mean, it just amazes me the stuff that they're accomplishing, you know, for the benefit of the community. And I'm just in awe. So I'm going to give my shout out to those two gents.
I think the fans would give a
Me
shout
too.
Out to them too.
Yeah.
So
then,
shout out.
And the,
but
the,
you're good too, Pete.
Am I right?
To Team good. Spock.
You're the
We're all part of the team and we each have our role, and I do this to promote the Spocklets, and I'm gonna start probably getting back into doing some of the videos again so that there's, you know, some explanations and walkthroughs on how to use it with some demonstration. You know, Jen does a great job on her blog of the screenshots and capturing the essence of it, but I want to probably get back into doing some what we used to call the Federation training videos.
No, those are good. I've watched some. And that helps people more, actually, if they're seeing it as you're saying it.
Right. And so that's kind of one of the things that's on my goal list is to start doing that. And so it's going to be fun.
Awesome.
But yeah, I'm just in awe sometimes of the stuff that they've accomplished, because it's really amazing that they've taken a technology as simple as, you know, JavaScript and what everybody knows as bookmarklets, and really have created phenomenal instruments, you know, for the game of Mafia Wars. Whether or not you use them for good or whether or not you use them for evil, they're still just amazing pieces of code. So,
yes, very much so.
Yep. So that's my shout out. So other than that, I call it a night and wish everybody the best. And don't forget to sign in to the fan page and make sure you get registered for the drawing, the giveaway. And good night. I want a car, get them crashing to the brand new world. I want